You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry, and as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians, authors, and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today we are visiting with Megan Carey, a critically acclaimed folk artist who has earned Billboard Magazine's esteemed Critics' Choice Award. Her latest album, Sing Louder, is her most triumphant work yet. Its title track debuted at number 2 on the U.S. International Folk DJ Radio Charts and Responsibility, and the album entered the charts at number 6. Quite impressive, Megan, and welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN.
Great to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So you've had quite a career thus far, earning Billboard Magazine's Critics' Choice Award, as we mentioned earlier, for your debut album and releasing 4 successful albums before your latest CD. Can you take us back to the beginning and tell us how you got your start in music?
Yeah, I can. I started making music because I lost someone in my life. My fiance at the time passed away suddenly and unexpectedly, and he was a musician, and I used to sing with him. He played guitar and played all of those songs that we love to hear, you know, all the cover songs, and I sang along with him. I mostly sang the harmony on the chorus, but I loved it, and it was something completely new to me. It wasn't what I had intended to do with my life, but I really enjoyed it. And when he passed away, I felt like I'd lost just about everything that I had planned for my life, but I wanted to keep something, and I really wanted to keep the music. I kind of refused to let that go. So I picked up his guitar and I figured out how to play a few chords. And I went to play these songs that I sang with him. I only knew the harmony to the chorus. I didn't know any full songs. I didn't know any songs all the way through. So I just started writing my own, and I had no intention of being a musician or being a songwriter. I just needed to write these songs, because sometimes when we have something to say and it's a little bit too big for words, we have to put it to music. And so that's what I did. I started writing these songs, and one thing led to another, and I ended up making them into recording them. I meant to record them for friends and family, but I ended up recording them in a studio, because I didn't know how to record. I didn't even have a microphone. So some people helped me out to get into a studio and record these songs, and then one thing led to another, and I ended up pressing them into a CD, and someone sent it to Billboard Magazine, and that was the start of a career, which I didn't even know I was heading there, and all of a sudden there I was.
Yeah, anytime you lose someone near to you or that you love dearly, especially referring to your personal situation and background, it certainly has a life-changing impact, no doubt about that, and I'm sure it probably still does today. Tell us a little bit about your journey since your first album. How have you changed, and how has the music industry changed since you started out?
Wow, so that's a big one. I've changed so much because I did end up embracing being a musician. It took a while. Like when I started out, I was not. I kept insisting that I was not a musician. I just had these songs and I wanted to share them with people because it made me feel better and it seemed to make them feel better. And then as I started to realize that, oh, I think this is actually what I'm supposed to be doing in my life, and if it isn't, it's what I'm doing, so it's what I'm doing. And as I became more, as I bought into it more, I actually ended up meeting my current husband at a show at CBGB's in New York City. His band was playing right before mine at the Showcase Club, and we met and ended up getting married, and we have 2 children together. And so my music evolved. I actually had a manager at the time who was like, no, you can't meet someone and fall in love. It's going to ruin everything. It's going to ruin your music. You can't write music if you're happy. And I was like, wow, really? And I thought that was a quite, I took that as a challenge. And I decided to continue to write music, even though I wasn't brokenhearted. And so my music now has evolved into a much more joyful space because my life is joyful. And because I believe if we own our stories by sharing them, we get to write the ending. So I've written, my songs are definitely much more life-affirming now. There's, of course, some angst in there because you have to sometimes get through the angst to come out on the other end. But that's how my career has evolved and my music has evolved.
Also, Megan, you recently released your fifth album, Sing Louder, whose title track debuted at number 2 on the U.S. International Folk DJ Radio charts in Responsibility, and the album entered the charts at number 6. What do you attribute all the success to?
Oh, I think, honestly, there is, like any other business, the music business is all about relationships. And I came into this not really knowing many DJs at all because I took a break from music to have my children and sort of dropped off the scene and really, really just getting back into it. And so I didn't have all these relationships, but I took the time when I was releasing this record to reach out and meet at least over email and over, over the internet, over the airwaves, a lot of these DJs and create personal relationships. And that helps. That I know was a big part of this. And I think it was also because right now the world is looking for something that is a little more hopeful. And the message behind Sing Louder and Responsibility is about the power of raising our voices together, of expressing what we think the world needs and what we think we can bring to the world and doing it together. So I think that it was a good time for the message behind both of those songs and behind the record, really, which is that when we raise our voices together, we're heard, and there is power behind community and moving as one.
Now, Sing Louder has an overarching message of community and coming together. Why is this so important to you? Get into some of those details.
Well, so when I first started making music, it was really about just making, expressing the sorrow that I had. And when I started playing my music for other people, I became, the thing that kept me in music was the effect that music has on others and the authentic connection that happens through music. So when, as my career evolved and as I came up to the point where I made this record, it was really, I was pretty clear about why I make music, which is because of the listeners. I don't make music because I like to sit in my room and, figure out new guitar riffs and things like that. Although I wish I could, but that doesn't turn me on. What inspires me and what keeps me making music is connecting with people. Getting up on stage or in a room full of people and connecting through music, connecting with people authentically. And when I play a show, almost always people sing back at us. They are inspired to sing along and raise their voices because it feels so great. So when I made this record, I wanted to capture that sense of community and of raising our voices together that I feel when we're at a show. So I invited 48 fans and friends into the studio to sing on the record with me, on the title track and on that track, Responsibility, the two that came in at the top 10 on the folk charts, because I wanted to capture that energy of people raising their voices together. And it was profound. It was an amazing day in the studio. And now these people who have never made their own record or made their own music, they have this record. It's theirs. Those two songs are their creation as much as mine now. So it's been an amazing amazing thing to promote this record with everyone's involvement, and it really did. I think I actually captured the essence that I was trying to capture with it.
It's such an awesome experience as well. Today we are joined by Megan Carey, a critically acclaimed folk artist who has earned Billboard Magazine's esteemed Critics' Choice Award here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, you are an independent artist, meaning you don't have the support of a label. So can you explain to our listeners what that means for you in terms of the behind-the-scenes activity that you put into your projects?
Well, it means that it's all me. Now, luckily, I have that husband that I mentioned that I met at CBGB's, he plays with me. So he works in marketing as well as being a musician. So he helps me with that side of it. But basically, it means that as an independent musician, we're responsible for everything start to finish. That's the promotion, that's the creation, that's the of course the writing, the performing, the booking, and in the case of this record, it was in the funding. So we did a crowdfunding campaign, which in the music business these days, and you asked me about that earlier, that the music business has evolved so much, and there is not really the system. It's kind of broken right now. It's really, really very broken right now. But we're trying to fix it. We're trying to put it back together. And one of the ways we're doing that, I think a lot of artists are doing that, is through crowdfunding. So for us, we set up a campaign to raise money to make this record. And mostly it was about people pre-purchasing the record so that we could have the money to finish the record and then delivering that record to them once it was done. And other little other perks and things. And right, that model is what we've got to work with right now. That because as independent musicians, people aren't making records and selling records is not the same as it was before. Sometimes I'm at a show, and I'll have people who are like, oh yeah, I'd love to have your music at home, you know. And I present them with a CD to purchase, and they're like, gosh, I don't think I have anything to play that on. No one even knows. No one can play a CD anymore. So they're like, well, I'll just go and I'll get it on the web. And it's like, well, that's fine. But the money that trickles down from songs and records that are bought digitally is pennies to the artist. So you know, as an independent artist, it's about trying to reinvent the ways to support the making of the music and to support ourselves. So it's start to finish running a business. So that's the task at hand.
Certainly a lot of work involved there, no doubt about that. Now, do you have any advice for other artists out there who are creating music and hope to achieve your level of success?
Well, and I want to hear, you know, sometimes I need to remind myself of this. The most important thing is to keep writing and creating it and not get stuck on the end part. Who am I writing this for? We need, when you're promoting and marketing music, you have to think about who am I promoting to? Who are my listeners? Who are the people who just automatically I can connect with and you want to reach out to them. But when you're creating the music, you got to create it from your authentic self, because otherwise you're missing out on the best part of the music, and the best part of any art is the me of it, because nobody else can do you like you do you, and that's what makes a song special. So to try to keep sight of that, keep that in sight while still understanding that promotion, marketing, and booking-wise, you do have to think about who your audience is when you're creating. You simply need to stay in your truth. So it's a balancing act between those two things. And I think that connecting connecting. We are hardwired to connect. That's why people, that's what human beings are. That's what makes us feel good. And that's why people want to come and hear live music. That's why they want to pick up CDs and have it and play it. They want to feel connected to something. So when it comes to getting your music out there, simply authentically connect with the people who are your listeners.
Good stuff there. Quite valuable. Thanks for sharing that. Now, also, what is the one thing that you want fans to take away from your music?
I think I want people to know that if we all, every voice matters. And if we share our stories and we get to own them. And when we own our stories, we get to write the ending. So there is power in sharing your story, and there's so much power in raising our voices together. So that's what I want them to take away from the music is to understand that we all have something to contribute. And if I share my story with you, and it touches you in a way that causes you to experience something in your own life that can be healing. So authentically sharing our stories is really, really empowering, and raising our voices together to be heard.
Well, Megan, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Quite impressive to see the success that you've experienced so far. And again, we can't thank you enough for your time spent with us here today. Lastly, anything in the works? What's next for you? What's on the docket looking ahead?
Well, actually, let's take a left turn. I've been working on a musical for Broadway over the last 3 years, and with a fabulous playwright and director and music director in New York, and that was on hold for about the 9 months that I was wrapping up this record, and I'll be going back to that to get that up, hopefully up on its feet, and I'm hoping that you'll be hearing about the new Broadway musical, The Accidental Caterer, in the next year or so. That's where the focus is going to go for a little while we tour with this record and ride this out and share this with people. That's what I'm going to be working on next creatively.
I certainly wish you all the best in those regards. Where can listeners get all the details on you? How can they listen to your music, and how could they be in touch?
Oh, yeah. If you go to megancarey.com, that's MEGHANCARY. So there's an H in Megan and no E in Carey.com. You can listen, read about, watch, and pick up your own copy of Sing Louder or any of the records before that.
Sounds like a great idea. Again, Megan, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure certainly ours. We've been speaking with Megan Carey, a critically acclaimed folk artist who has earned Billboard Magazine's esteemed Critics' Choice Award. Her latest album, Sing Louder, is her most triumphant work yet. And for further details, visit megancarey.com. Now let's listen to a clip of Megan Carey's work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, and we do thank you for tuning in. She is whiling the hours away. She plays her music most every day. She sees life that I've never known. Over 100 years old, she is still on the go. When I ask how she's lived all those years, well, she laughs till she cries, and she speaks through her tears. She says, live what you love and love what you do.
sing out clear if you don't know the words.
This is the ePodcast Network.